This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Here's trouble for Buffalo. 2-on-1 on a turnover at the Penguins' line. Here comes the shot. Scores! Ben Kindle, 19-year-old Penguin, has put Pittsburgh up 3-1.
Ben Kindle right there on a 2-on-1. You heard Dan describe it well. Here comes trouble for Buffalo, and, well, the Sabres gave up a goal there. That put Pittsburgh up 3-1 in the second period. That ends up being the game winner for the Penguins, and it's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you in here to the post game, live at the press box, Brian Colziel. Next to me, Pat Malacaro. Paul Hamilton's down in the Sabres dressing room area. He'll be heading in shortly to get some live player reaction. Pittsburgh 5, Buffalo 2. That's your final as the teams go into the Olympic break. Buffalo will not play until Wednesday, February 25th, against the New Jersey Devils, 3 weeks from yesterday. So quite a bit of a break upcoming. We wish Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson well. They're heading off to the Olympics for their respective countries. But, Pat, tonight, it was kind of the youth movement of the Penguins. I was talking with Paul in pregame of like, hey, how's Pittsburgh in the spot they are? Like, they keep getting older and older. Well, it wasn't Crosby and Malkin tonight that really made the difference in any way. It was the youngsters. Kindle, 19 years old. Hayes, his NHL debut, they each score twice.
And in Hayes' case, just using his speed to his advantage and some just end-to-end play. And unfortunately for the Sabres, a couple of turnovers. I mean, that is a story of tonight. On Hayes' first goal, is able to get past Jacob Bryson. Turnover on Kindle's first goal of the night. He goes coast to coast. And then the fourth goal, another turnover in the Sabres' defensive end. So turnover is really a story of tonight for Buffalo. It was one of those games. They've been so good with their passing and so good making their opponents play their game that this was just one of those that it went the other way. That hasn't happened recently.
What a debut for Avery Hayes, too. We saw him in some of these prospects games over at Harbor Center across the street. But, I mean, for your debut, it's pretty sweet. But then you score on your first shot, that's pretty sweet. Then you score again, 6 shots on goal. Like, how about that for your first career game?
Yeah, it's always going to be one to remember, but it's one you remember even more so tonight. Yeah, and like you said, it's the youth movement. How do you continue to be a team? Look at Boston. I know Pasternak's been there for a while. You had Bergeron, you had Krejci, all those guys, you had Chara. But they've been able to retool with young players and free agents. Pittsburgh has found kind of the fountain of youth a little bit with Crosby still a leading point getter. Evgeny Malkin still an impact player. But who are the other players on the team that are going to step up? And now you're seeing the kids come through and really help Pittsburgh. And unexpected this year, they weren't expected to be all that great, and now they're definitely charging for a top spot in the Metro.
When you hold Crosby to without a point and Malkin to without a point until very, very late, again, both of them throughout the game, I didn't notice them that much at all in terms of offensive opportunity. So what you'd think would have been a really good result coming in, if you shut those two down, that usually is enough to beat Pittsburgh, but not tonight.
You're right, and I think it's a case of the Sabres kind of beating themselves a little bit too much tonight.
Yeah.
You know, 29 shots isn't bad. Now, that's been a trend. The other team outshoots you, but your goaltender makes a lot of big saves and keeps you in the game. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying Alex Lyon was the reason they lost this game. But we've seen this trend creep up a little bit where they get outshot and they somehow find a way to win it. This is just one of those nights where they don't have that result.
5-2, Pittsburgh victorious. Buffalo goes into the break with a OT loss and a regulation loss. Okay, Tage Thompson, live first with Paul in the room.
Tage, as you looked at the game, it seemed like you guys had trouble with turnovers. It looked like the passing wasn't real crisp either. What was your view of the whole game?
Yeah, I thought from a defensive standpoint, I thought we obviously gave them free offense, free opportunities, which, you know, got us trailing early and chasing the game. And I think we had plays that we just couldn't execute on. You know, chances to score in good spots and just didn't execute.
Was this just a night where a lot of those just went wide? It seemed like there were quite a few shots wide.
Yeah, a lot of missed nets, missed passes. Obviously looked like we were fighting it a little bit. I think when that happens, you just got to simplify your game, you know, until you feel it. And then if you're not feeling it, just keep it simple the whole game and wear them out. I thought we did the opposite and, you know, kind of fueled our offense and then obviously got us behind and chasing the game. And when you're in that spot, it's tough.
About the power play goal, it seems like at times if you guys come out of the corner like you did, that's there. And you took advantage of it on that power play. Is that something that maybe you guys could do more?
I don't know if it's a real set play. I think just trying to find time and space. And felt like I had a lot of time and just put it on net there.
Is the message of the room just to not let this linger with you guys over the next 3 weeks and forget about it for now?
Yeah, obviously. It sucks losing that one and wasn't our best. Obviously, want to go into break on a positive note. I think with that being said, though, we've gotten ourselves to a really good spot here. At this point in the season, I think it's a great time to just reset mentally.
We've talked about maturity of this group, and do you have no question in your mind that these guys are going to take care of their bodies, do the things necessary to keep sharp, so when they get back here, they're going to be fine?
Yeah. They're pro for a reason, and I think everyone in this room cares about winning and cares about the direction we're heading in, and I think it's as simple as that.
When you look at this game and obviously the disappointment of this performance, but how do you balance that with, you know, what's gone on here the last 30 games or so, and the fact that you're going to the break in the number one wild card, which you probably all would have taken 3 months ago?
Like I said, obviously want to continue to get better and climb your way in the standings, and tonight was an opportunity to do that. So tough when you let something like that slip. But with that said, we still got a lot of hockey left, and can't let one game affect the mind moving forward. And I think we've done a great job all year just turning the page, whether it's a win or a loss, and just refocusing and getting ready for, you know, the next challenge.
In your last 29 games, you don't quite have 40 points, but you're close to it. Have you just been feeling it lately this last quarter of the season here?
I think it all stems from, you know, the team and the way the team's playing. Obviously, we've been playing good hockey, and feel like, you know, I've just been a recipient of that.
I know it's not a break for you or for Rasmus, but you guys need this. Can this help you be helpful right now, this break?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is huge. I think I can't speak for Ras, but for me, just going over there and playing some more hockey and representing your country, playing in games that are going to be extremely intense. Hopefully having a good tournament and coming back with gold and that experience, and carry that over to the second half of the year.
Tage Thompson, the post game. And we have Alex Lyon over here. Alex, what is your evaluation of your game in that one? Well, I'll just let you do it. I'm not a goalie.
Yeah. I mean, of course, as I always say, you want to come up with a big save at the end to keep it at three, to maybe make one of those saves in the first period. So every save can be and every goal can be evaluated for sure, and that's just my approach. You got to be unemotional about it in that way. And obviously when you lose the game, you have to be honest with yourself. But that being said, you know, we're obviously heading to break here, and just got to shut the mind and body off for a little while. So that's going to be the first step of the process.
You've never seen Hayes before. It's his first NHL game. How much does that go into it, if at all?
No, not really at all. I was impressed with his speed for sure. I think that, honestly, it doesn't really factor into me at all. And I know that he scored after the fact that he scored, and he made a couple nice plays there. But, yeah, just seems like a good player and has a bright future.
Alex, realistically, you guys put yourself in a nice spot here. Just tell yourself that going in the break that you've done a lot of good here, and just kind of relax, or what you want to call, for the next week or so before you get back on the ice.
No, honestly, I think tonight was maybe the best blessing in disguise that could have happened. Just, it's going to put a bitter taste in my mouth, and I hope it puts a bitter taste in everybody's mouths, because it's the last 25 games is going to be a dogfight all the way down to the wire. And, you know, it's not even just the teams behind us. It's the teams top to bottom in our division. Obviously, the Atlantic is so strong. And so we have to be prepared and use the break the right way and come back at the top of our game. Otherwise, we're not in trouble, but it's going to be a grind. So if we do it the right way, I think, that'll be advantageous to us. But this is a cruel and humbling league, and you always have to have a little bit of that fear.
Lindy says these guys have done a really good job, the whole team, of getting themselves in shape and keeping them there, and that's one of the reasons you're doing so well. You've gotten to know these guys really well. Are you confident in break, even if they're on vacation somewhere, that the guys are going to do the things necessary to keep themselves ready for when you get back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's my first year in this organization, so I don't know. You know, I wish I could give you a more definitive answer. I think that we have a high character group in here, and we have a lot of grinders and a lot of hard workers, which makes you hopeful, but at the same time, it's just it's a wild card, you know, because you got the Olympics as well. That's gonna play a big factor in the games down the stretch, and we have to if we want to get where we want to go to, and that's gonna be my attitude going into break, and I'm gonna try to be as hungry as possible.
You get the sense that the standard in this room, you guys have changed. 2 months ago, you'd have all taken the number one wild card at the break, and now you have this different feeling. Tonight's a little bit of an opportunity lost and a little bit of a taste you want to get out.
Yeah, for sure. I think the standard, I think it's just within our group, and I'm sure that you guys can feel it. I was impressed after Tampa that we were salty as we were, because that game did sting, and tonight stung, and it should sting, and the margins this time of year are incredibly thin, as they were tonight, they're only going to get thinner down the stretch, and you just never know what pass is going to be important, what block shot's going to be important, which save is going to be important. And that's the attitude that you have to take. You can't leave any stone unturned.
Having that sting, considering you have these teams coming out of the break, play Tampa again, play Pittsburgh again, having that to chew on for a few weeks, how much does that go into kind of test this group?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the teams that we have coming up are, I'm going to be honest, I don't know who we play out of break. I haven't looked that far ahead yet, but I think that it's really about us, and if we do the right things and we have the right attitude, and right now we have an opportunity to better ourselves, and it's a zero-sum game, and if you can prepare a little bit harder and do a little bit more than the guys on the other teams, then you're going to have an advantage. But if you don't do that, then it's going to be tough sledding down the stretch. So it's just the mentality we have to have.
Alex, when you talk about doing things the right way over the break, what goes into that, the standard for this team over the break, doing things the right way?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. I think it's really important to get a break for sure and rest your body and your mind and get that hunger back and that fire back. I mean, it's been the schedule this year has been taxing mentally, emotionally, physically on everybody. I'm sure it's been taxing on you guys as well. You know, preparing your body, preparing your brain, eating the right way, just being a really good professional. And like I said, just having that little bit of fear, I think, in your soul is a good thing.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, guys.
Alex Lyon and postgame. Brian, back to you.
Good stuff there from Alex Lyon as he kind of reflects on what the mindset maybe should be over the next 3 weeks as the Sabres will not play again until February 25th. That's at New Jersey. Buffalo will come out of the Olympic break with three road games in New Jersey, then Florida and Tampa again. Pat, before they go into March, will they play 15 games
yep.
in a 29-day span?
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
But the good news is, if you come out of that on the positive end of it, look at all the teams they play. The question was asked, including the end of February, you've got Florida and Tampa, and then you're in Pittsburgh again. I know you've got a couple of West Coast to Western Conference teams on the schedule, but it's by and large the teams you're going to be fighting with,
mm-hmm.
teams behind you in the standings right now that you're going to be playing and have a chance to put even further distance. We talked about it going into the week. If you beat Florida on Monday, you put 2 points in the rearview mirror to them. They're a team that's reeling right now. You did that. Tonight doesn't go your way. You end the week with 3 points in out of a possible six. You feel better, but you feel like you left points on the table.
If you're going to lose one of these three in regulation, tonight's probably the one to do it, though. Pittsburgh, in terms of the impact against you in the standings, is the least of these three.
You're right, because yeah. they sit in a top spot in the Metro right now, top three spot. They yeah. have a game in hand on the Sabres. Now, that can change quickly, but...
All right, Lindy Ruff, here he is after the 5-2 loss to the Penguins.
...away and it seemed like it fueled their offense.
Yeah, we picked the wrong time to kind of pitch a dud. You know, you look at the couple of goals that we gave them. We give them a breakaway off a offensive zone faceoff. We give them another goal off an ozone faceoff that we won. Odd numbered rush. Our passing definitely wasn't crisp. I think you look at our power play entries, they struggled. I think we missed the net on five of our first six real good opportunities. Another sign that you're not quite on your game.
You haven't had a game like this in a long time. Realistically, where a lot of different areas kind of failed you.
Yeah, and you know we're still knocking on the door. I thought, you know, we came out, we got the power play goal at the start of the third. We had a couple good looks. I think the opportunity was there to claw our way back in, and you know, we took a late penalty of hitting the goaltender, which is a penalty you don't really want to take. End up giving up that fourth goal with, you know, we had possession in the corner, made an errant pass, and they made us pay. We didn't make them pay for some of their mistakes, but they made us pay on the big mistakes we made.
Wasn't Jacob's best night? Did you just set him down?
No, I mean, that pair had a tough night. That was part of it. I think the first three goals they were on the ice for, and it wasn't a good night for them.
Realistically, the way you've positioned yourself, I mean, I know you're not happy with tonight, but I mean, you probably would have taken it if you know you knew a few months ago that you'd be in a wild card spot here at the Olympic break. I mean, can you just speak to like the last 2 months and what you've got, you know?
Yeah, you know, I talked to the team after the game about this is how incredibly tight it's going to be. You can't have games. You know, like we had. We weren't sharp. There was plays there. I mean, when you pass to a wide open Thompson in front of the net and it, you know, the puck kind of rolls, you know, that should be in the back of the net. But we missed on opportunities to make them pay. But where we're at is, you know, we've worked hard to get where we're at. It's tough going into a break when you – when you lose a game like that. It's a bad feeling.
Is there any doubt in your mind as far as those guys? I think you've been around them long enough that they're going to do the things necessary during this break to keep themselves ready and sharp.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I mean, we've asked a lot to this point, and they've answered every call we've had. I have no doubt that they're going to do the work that's needed to come back, and we can be better when we come out of it.
You don't like to lose, obviously, but to have games like this against Tampa and Pittsburgh go this way, to have these guys be mad about them, to chew on them, let's have them come back from break from that. How much of a test is that for this group?
Yeah, it's just another test, really. You know, how you use this time and realizing that the division we're in, the conference we're in, is incredibly tight. So you can't take one step of the way for granted. And I think they understand that. That's what we talk about all the time is, you know, a single point might make the difference at the very end. Whether you would have crawled back and tied that game tonight, or if there's another game down the road, you're down and you claw back and, you know, it's no different than the Florida game. We get down two and we end up coming back and end up winning a hockey game. We're going to have to find games where we come back and win games too at the same time. Thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff after the 5-2 victory by the Penguins tonight. All of our locker room reports are brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 5-2 the final. Let's get a couple final stats here. Brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. The shots end up 32-29 in favor of the Penguins. They outshot the Sabres 15-11 in the third. Buffalo's power play did come through despite five opportunities. They got one of five, but at times did not look good. Pittsburgh, 0 of 3 with the man advantage. In the nets, Artur Seelofs gets the win. 29 shots, 27 saves. Alex Lyon, the loss, 31 shots. He made 27 saves. And now, your three stars of the game, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Third star, Tage Thompson, he's up to 30 now on the season with goals. Ben Kindle, two goals for him. He's star number two, his 13th and 14th of the season. And Avery Hayes, what a night, first night for him. He gets his first ever and second ever goals in the NHL. He is the number one star tonight. The announced attendance at KeyBank Center was 19,070. That's a sellout. And the Sabres will have now off until February 25th. They'll open up play out of the Olympic break with three road games in New Jersey, then Florida, then Tampa. That's how they'll close out February. And then their next home game is March 3rd against Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights. Again, March is daunting. 15 games in a 29-day span. 10 of those 15, though, are at home. So that is, if there is a positive of that gauntlet of a schedule, it's that 10 of the 15 are in this building where they have played well this year. All right, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. And for all of you listening on WGR here, we'll have more coming up from KeyBank Center. When we come back, we'll get Paul Hamilton's final take. Pat will recheck in with the scoreboard. We'll update you on the Eastern Conference standings here as the NHL heads into the Olympic break after tonight's game. Final score again here from KeyBank Center. Pittsburgh 5, Buffalo 2. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Played in behind the net, collision at the post. And a penalty coming up, I think, the Buffalo here. And we're going to see some gloves go down as Krebs and Connor Clifton. Down in the corner, Clifton with a right-hand throw. Krebs comes over top. What's the first penalty going to be on this one in a 3-2 game? Connor Clifton comes over top. Peyton Krebs the same, and then down they go.
Dan Dunleavy, you know, Dan's got experience calling boxing, Pat. He did a nice job there.
Yeah, experience calling. Connor Clifton plays in a Sabre uniform previously.
That's right. Two old teammates going at it there, Connor Clifton and Peyton Krebs, with our collision of the game brought to you by Dan Chacha Injury Attorneys. Don't worry, Chacha's got you. We'll keep it going here with our Save of the Game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer. It's Alex Lyon in the third period.
He's another shot, rebound, and Alex Lyon spinning and twisting and turning at the far post. Trying to get enough of that one is Avery Hayes, who already has two in his NHL debut. Came close there.
Yeah, Hayes going for the hat trick. Lyon shuts the door. Lyon lets in 4, 28 saves here today. With our Save of the Game. So we welcome you back here to KeyBank Center, live at the press box. Brian Colziel, Pat Malacaro, Paul Hamilton's down in the media room. And let's go down there now as we react to this 5-2 victory by the Pittsburgh Penguins as the NHL goes into their Olympic break now for the next 3 weeks. Paul, tonight, obviously, the Sabres didn't have their best game, and the players kind of reflecting on it. How much, I guess, worry is there with just one outing here that maybe didn't represent what the Sabres have done over the past 2 months?
Well, I think you have to take the last 3 out of 4, all losses, 3 of 3 or 4 losses, something they haven't done in a while. So it gives them something to think about, you know, as they go through the break and understand that we got to come right out, and we got to come out fast. You can't let this fester into 4 out of 5 losses and keep it going. And at 6:45 tonight, if I would have said to you that Crosby and Malkin will combine for 1 point in this game, you probably would have said the Sabres win. Mm-hmm. Right?
I would agree.
But, you know, all of a sudden it's the guys you wouldn't expect, the guys who just comes up from the minors and scores his first 2 NHL goals. In his first NHL game, and he's got him by 18:47 of the first period. And a kid in Kendall who does have 14 goals this year, but isn't even 20 years old. you know, and they got four. They got four of the five goals that Pittsburgh scored. It's just you know, you would think they have it, and you know, Pittsburgh is now 16-4-3 in their last 23 games in Buffalo. They like this place,
yeah,
and they're confident in this place. And overall, they're 4-1 in their last five against Buffalo, and 16-6-1 overall. So the Sabres are a team that they have confidence, and the Sabres don't have confidence playing against Pittsburgh. And they're going to get them pretty quick coming out of the break. It won't be right away. New Jersey, Florida, and Tampa are right out of the gate. But Pittsburgh is the first Wednesday, I believe, or Thursday in March. And they'll be there for that game against the Penguins there. So the gauntlet continues. I mean, you just took three out of four in the state of Florida, and you go play New Jersey, then you go to the state of Florida again and play them two more back-to-back, by the way. So, but they'll be more rested. I mean, that back-to-back, they shouldn't be tired. I mean, we talk about this every single year. Wait till that New Jersey game, how fast it's going to be. I mean, both teams are going to be flying coming out of that break. Nobody's hurt. Everybody feels great. The hockey's going to be sloppy, which leads to goals. You know, I don't think there's ever been a break, the All-Star break or whatever, that we haven't talked about it. You know, how good the hockey is for the first two or three days after a break.
Absolutely. Paul, Alex Lyon had, I thought, some really good perspective on the break and kind of how he's going to handle it and maybe what's the best way to handle it. What did you think about some of the things he said?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got to stay ready, and Lindy Ruff is very confident in this group. I would say I'd probably be surprised if they come back out of shape or not ready to go. I would expect these players, even if they're on vacation somewhere, how many places do you go? There's not a gym. They can be on a boat if they want to be, you know, for a four-day cruise. There's a gym there, you know. And so any place they might be going for vacation, unless they're on an elephant safari or something, they should have a workout room somewhere, and I believe they'll be using it. I think they'll want to stay in shape. I think losing three out of four games will want to keep them there and get them there and, you know, get back and be in a good state of mind when you get back on Wednesday the 18th and start practicing and getting ready. So, you know, and of course, Dahlin and Thompson will be playing games throughout this until their teams are either win a medal or eliminated. So, you know, they should be able to keep their sharpness too, especially playing the types of games that, you know, the Sabres will be playing. Now, the talent's going to be more than what the Sabres are going to be facing, but the tight, close checking, you know, everything's on the line type of games. Those are the type of games that'll be coming up for the Buffalo Sabres too.
The one thing I liked, Paul, the answers to when Tage Thompson and Alex Lyon were each asked about, you know, the standard being different. Sure, if going into the year you said you were in a playoff spot going to the Olympic break, I think anyone would sign up for that. But they had the opportunity tonight to move into what, second in the Atlantic with a win instead of sitting in just a wild card spot at the end of the night. And I thought the answer was good from both players of how the standard is different than in past years, even though this group has not been in the playoffs yet.
And it's, Pat, they can't get that second place the third time now since Montreal game. That a win would have given them that second place. They just can't get there. They're still in the playoffs. They're still, you know, in the number one wild card. I assume that's by points. I haven't looked at points percentage yet. You know, you get into break. You're more than halfway through the season. You're almost to the trade deadline, and that's another factor that's going to be here. Jarmo Kekalainen can't make trades. He is going to be at the Olympics, by the way, because he is like an assistant GM or part of the brain trust for Team Finland, but his phone will still work. And you can talk to other GMs, and I believe that once the 22nd rolls around and the trade freeze is over, I bet we get some trades right away, you know, that they're ready to be made. And because, you know, the trade deadline has been pretty boring the past couple of years because people have their trades out of the way before you get to the trade deadline. They're done. You know, and it's just like we're sitting there. It's 1:30 on the trade deadline, and we've seen like five minor league trades, and that's it. Because the big trades have already happened. So That's why I think when we get back, we probably will hear some big trades around the National Hockey League fairly quickly.
Yeah, I guess teams, Paul, trying to maximize the number of games. I mean, if you look at it, Buffalo is going to play five games before the actual day of the trade deadline. So if they're going to have to, you know, give up something, they're like, well, let me get that asset now because five more games, 10 more points up for grabs, that can have some meaning in whether we make the playoffs or miss the playoffs. So if I'm going to give up some big asset or some big draft pick or both to land somebody, give it to me now so I can have that maybe make an impact to me right away.
And I think what teams are looking at, it's like, all right, the trade that we like it, and maybe it could be better if we waited, but if we wait, it might get worse too.
That's true.
You know, and it can go either way. And I think teams are more apt right now to saying, all right, let's not be pigs. This is a good trade. Let's make it. Maybe if we would have waited right to the deadline, maybe it could have been a better trade. Or we might be sitting there at 10-3 going, oh, we're not going to get this guy traded.
Yeah.
Do you realize we passed up this trade and we could have had this? And I think more teams are realizing, go with the coulda. If it's a really good deal, do it. And don't worry about if it could have been better. I mean, worry about that this is a good trade, do it now. And I think that's part of what you're seeing right now at trade deadline day with those early trades starting to happen.
5-2, Pittsburgh beating Buffalo here as we head into the Olympic break. Let's talk injuries next. Our injury report brought to you by Hamburg Overhead Door. Is your garage door injured? Call the experts at Hamburg Overhead Door to get your door healthy again. Paul, the Sabres have six players on injured reserve. They also had two players tonight that are scratched that are also banged up in Zach Benson and Jordan Greenway. You've got those two, plus Luukkonen, Norris, Danforth, Kulik, Timmins, and Dunn. So there are six players right now that are not healthy. What is your forecast? You don't have to go one by one unless you want to, but like, there's eight players there. I would think that they're going to get some of them to be a part of the option to be back of the roster come February 25th.
Yeah, I think they get Benson and Norris back. They were very close. And Lindy Ruff said that earlier, that the two of them should be ready by the time they come back in. I still don't think they have any idea on Kulik. He has been skating on his own a little bit, like in a sweatsuit. So, you know, it just, that's the unknown. You have no idea. You know, Danforth, you know, breaks his kneecap, I think it was. And, you know, he's only played four games. Timmins, you know, has been out a long time. He breaks his leg. And I don't think there's any end in sight. Greenway's going to go for a second opinion. And Lindy Ruff said surgery is on the table, but it's going to be discussed. It's not there yet. So he might have to have a third surgery now on the same thing. And you wonder when it starts maybe getting to a point where is it going to affect your career? Can it ever get better
right,
if it's going to take three surgeries? So I imagine that's in the conversation too, I would think. You know, the two that I think you can expect back, and Luukkonen. Lindy Ruff said Luukkonen has been getting better, but they had to give Finland an answer. And it can't be, well, I think I can be okay. It's got to be, are you okay or are you not?
Right.
And it can't be, we think you are. They have to make a move. You have to get your rosters in. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if Luukkonen would be ready when they get back too.
Paul, lastly here, what do you most enjoy watching about the Olympics here? I know that you've covered some. You've watched plenty. What's maybe the biggest storyline for you here?
You know, USA against Canada. You always kind of hope it boils down to that. You know, I'm kind of working too, so my eyes are always on Sabres, you know, so I'm going to be watching Sweden and I'm going to be watching the U.S. I imagine I'll be watching Team Canada most games because I always watch Team Canada, even though there's not a Sabre there. So that's what's going to be keeping me busy as far as I kind of become a Olympic reporter now, and we'll be writing articles for our website on at least Team Sweden and Team USA. Occasionally, maybe Canada, if something weird happens or whatever, more towards the end of the tournament, but definitely on Sweden and USA. So I'll get a little bit of a break here before the tournament starts late next week. And then it's, you know, games pretty much almost every day between USA and Sweden, you know, keeping track of that.
Yep. starts on February 12th, so it'll be going here very soon. Paul, enjoy the break, enjoy the Olympics, and then we'll talk on February 25th for the Devils and the Sabres in New Jersey.
And who knows, I might stop by a high school and take a math test.
Paul, I'd study hard.
You're a tough teacher, is that what you're telling me?
When I'm grading your paper, absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here. Sabres and Penguins going at it here tonight with Pittsburgh coming out top 5-2. All right. Want to read some tweets, Pats, here?
Sure.
All right. Let's get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We read your tweets after every game. Send them in at Brian WGR. Adam says, not great tonight, but in late November, if you would have told us we'd be at 70 points in wildcard one and still in the division hunt, you'd likely have been sent to rehab for that thought.
It definitely was a change in the season. And like my question to Paul, or more of a statement, but I really like the answer from the team. They're not just satisfied with a playoff spot. They want a top spot in the division. They want to be in top two to have home ice advantage in the playoffs, and it's attainable. And that's maybe the next hurdle. That's the next ceiling, as Paul mentioned. They've had a couple of opportunities to get there. They haven't broken through on that yet. Now, with 15 games in March and a lot of those coming against teams around you like a Tampa Bay, you'll have more opportunities to break through that next barrier. And I think once they do, it's that kind of release of, okay, we've crossed that next hurdle. What's the next one up? It's not how do we keep it. It's how do we keep pushing forward.
Yep. Peter says, I'm guessing Peter's thoughts are with others here too, says, I hope this is not the beginning of the end, I'm afraid. Are we back to the old Sabres? Hopefully Norris will help. Maybe they trade for a scorer. My PTSD is showing.
I get it. Because,
yes.
And especially, you look at the standings. I mean, it is, once you come out of this break, a 3-4-5-game slide puts you right back in.
Danger zone.
The schmozzle.
Yes.
Right.
And it's okay to say, wow, they've done an amazing job, while also at the same time say, wow, they're also still very, very close, one bad week away from being in trouble again because of just how good the East is and the Atlantic.
Right, and what's one thing, I watch a lot of hockey, and Ray Ferraro on one of the ESPN games a week or two ago was talking about how you don't have 10-game winning streaks happen all the time. But this year it feels like you're having 10-game winning streak all the time. First it was the Sabres, then it was Tampa Bay. Now Tampa Bay are world beaters. And you look around.
Columbus has won 7 in a row, 9 of 10.
They've won 9 of 10. You've got teams that are just collecting points left and right. And
Pittsburgh's lost one regulation game in their last 10. Carolina's 8-0-2 in their last 10.
Right. Now, Toronto keeps ebbs and flowing back and forth. They make a push, they fall back. Do they make a push to a point where they put themselves back in it and don't fall back again? A team like Ottawa is right around the cut line. They've played well at times. So you just don't know with the way the season has gone. There could be another 7, 8, 9, 10-game run in a team that's below you in the standings in the playoffs. Now, that doesn't knock the Sabres out because they have that one-spot cushion.
Right.
But it just means there's going to be teams really hunting you down in that second, in these last 30 games.
The Sabres will enter the break as wild card one with 70 points. If the season were to end today, they would be the wild card one. They would play the low division winner, which in this case would be Carolina. So it would be Sabres versus Hurricanes in round one.
Tampa Bay.
Okay, maybe mine didn't refresh.
Right. You're right. You know what? I'll take that back.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
Okay. Did Tampa's win tonight count? They're at 78?
Yeah,
both teams 78, and then Carolina's played more games, so Tampa would be the one.
But as you look at the Sabres team, is how they played this year, do you care that you would rather have home ice advantage? I'm not downplaying that. But they can go in. They can go in anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think this isn't, you know, NHL from the 80s where the buildings are clearly different from each other, the rink size, the crowd. I think you and I have discussed it before. I think there's a couple of rinks where maybe there's a true home ice advantage. I'd put Montreal in that mix. Winnipeg, when they're really playing well, maybe is a spot.
Montreal's a tough place to play.
Yeah, Boston can be kind of, you know, into it. There's not too many buildings, though, that I ever sit there and say, like, oh, that's a tough place to play. And I'm not insulting Sabre fans here, KeyBank Center, or any. I just think it's kind of just what arenas are now. They're all kind of the same. the mood and the atmosphere throughout all these games in very other cities. They're kind of all the same setup. And again, I'm not insulting anybody's fans here. I just think there's not as many as it used to be.
And I think a couple of the Sabres' statement wins, their big statement wins this year, have come on the road.
That's right.
So you want to talk about their ability to do it outside of KeyBank Center. That game against Detroit that Paul references quite a bit, that was in Detroit. That was not here. So the game in Edmonton that kind of players point to as maybe a turning point of the season happened on the road. So they're as much of a road team as they are at home. So I don't feel like they're at such a disadvantage if they end up going on the road.
I would agree. Hey, thanks for all the tweets. We read them every game at Brian WGR on X. All right, let's get the scoreboard one final time. Our drive around the league, back to Pat.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by AAA official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Only one game left in the league before the break. That's the Golden Knights and Kings. And three different goal scorers, including Jack Eichel's 21st of the year, has given Vegas a 3-0 lead over Los Angeles. 6 minutes to go in the opening stanza. The Islanders 3-1 winners are the Devils tonight. That game has gone final. Bo Horvat, a goal and an assist in the victory. The Hurricanes pick up 2 more points. They shut out the Rangers 2-0 tonight behind Andrei Shvechnikov's goal and also a 16-save shutout for the Hurricanes. In overtime, the Senators pick up 2 points. They defeat the Flyers 2-1. The Capitals double up the Predators, trying to get back into the wild card chase. The Capitals, Washington 4-2 winners over the Predators. And a wild one down in Tampa. The Lightning pick up 2 more points, a 6-1 win. But the third period was wild. Penalties galore. Paul Maurice was ejected from the game, the head coach of the Panthers.
Jeez.
Just a boatload of penalty minutes handed out.
But the Panthers are reeling, and they need this break for sure.
They are a team that desperately needs these 3 weeks off. Yeah, they lose 6-1 and kind of lose their temper, maybe in a good way, we'll see, in the process. We've talked a lot about Olympic hockey tonight. On the women's side, they are underway in Milan Cortina. Earlier today, Haley Skomura, who we'll hear from in a couple of minutes, was part of Team USA's 5-1 victory over Czechia. Sweden defeated Germany 4-1. Host country Italy upending France 4-1. Team Canada was supposed to play Finland, but an outbreak of the norovirus within Team Finland forcing that game to be postponed. They will make it up a week from now. Also, a note from Pro Football, as the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2026 was announced during tonight's NFL Awards ceremony. And the newest class includes first ballot Hall of Famers like Larry Fitzgerald. He joins a class of Drew Brees, Roger Craig, Luke Kuechly, and Adam Vinatieri. And also one note from local college basketball, Quinnipiac defeats Canisius 75-60 tonight. The Golden Griffins have had a tough go as of late. They are 3-11 in conference play.
So the Patriots kicker gets in.
Yes.
Over the head coach and the owner.
Correct.
Interesting.
A lot less controversial pick in Vinatieri.
Greatest postseason kick of all time, though, in our lives, is it still Vinatieri in the snow in the tuck rule game?
Probably.
Yeah.
He had some.
He also hit one to win the Super Bowl to beat the Rams. That was also very clutch. So
big kick against.
Although
that
was an easier kick.
Right.
Yes.
Kick against
Carolina,
the Panthers, right?
Yeah, that's another one.
So he is one of the most clutch kickers, maybe the most clutch kicker in postseason playoff history. Tuck rule game and all those Super Bowls combined.
If you're going to say, yes, we're letting kickers in, I'm sure there's a debate of whether they should or they shouldn't. If you're going to those let kickers in, then I think he should be in.
And a conversation about, I know the conversation about Steve Tasker happens all the time.
Yes.
They're players in the league. It's not as if, the kicker serves a role. A special team, Steve Tasker helped really create the specified special teams player role. So not every special teams player gets in, but Devin Hester.
Yes.
Guys like that.
He's in.
Right.
Designated hitters in baseball.
We've seen Edgar Martinez, David Ortiz. Now they've become Hall of Famers. Yeah. So just because they're maybe not the glamour position and the most sought after position, they have a role in the league and on the team, and they deserve the best of the best in that position deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Tasker debate obviously will continue until maybe he gets in.
Right. It's
at
not
some
just
point.
Because he was a Bill. I think if you're a player that revolutionized a position. I mean, look what Rob Gronkowski really did for the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt he's getting it. But my point is, players recreate the position, and that deserves warrant in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. 5-2 Pittsburgh, the final here. We're going to hear from Haley Skomura in just one moment. But she a part of USA's win today for the women. Pat, the women's tournament already going, as you mentioned, and then the men next week. So looking forward to watching some Olympic hockey.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. And the time change isn't as drastic as maybe some of the other recent Olympic games. So what, about a six-hour time difference? So yeah. If a game starts at 8 there, it's starting at 2 o'clock here. So a lot of good opportunities to watch some fun hockey.
Yes. Thank you, Pat. You enjoy the break as well.
Thanks, you too, Brian.
Okay, I promised you Haley Skamura. Brayton Wilson from WGR and WBEN, able to catch up with her, so looking forward to hearing this interview. Brayton also talked about Haley's path and her second trip to playing for the United States in the Olympics. If you want to read a little bit more in depth at WGR550.com, he's got an article there right on our front page. But let's hear the interview now from the Olympian and the Western New York native. Here's Haley Skamura with our Brayton Wilson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Haley, certainly not your first go-around with the Olympics here, but what does it mean for you to be named to the U.S. Olympic team for a second time in 4 years?
Oh my gosh, it's so surreal, honestly. I think it's a great honor as always, and the biggest piece for me is just this is the Olympics where, you know, family and friends can come. Last Olympics was, we were kind of isolated, which in a sense, you got to bond with the teammates. It was only us over there, and there was something special with that, but to be honest, I really wanted to share this with my family and to be able to show them the Olympic Village and have that Olympic experience because they're the ones who helped me get to this point. And so for me, that's my biggest, one of my bigger motivators for sure. And obviously to represent the country and go over and try to win gold.
What was the biggest thing that you learned as a first time Olympian that you feel will help you out now as a second time Olympian representing the United States and representing Western New York for that matter?
I think how big the moments felt. The whole time I was there that first time, it's like I was proud of myself that I just like appreciated every moment and really just soaked it all in. You realize how special it is and how unique your experience is to just be able to represent Team USA. Like walking in with opening ceremonies, there was like 200 US athletes. Like that's it. The whole country, 200 get the honor to represent the US at the Winter Olympics. Like I think it really helped kind of cement like how special it is to make it. And so, you know, this time around, it's just kind of remembering that and not letting the moment kind of overtake it, but just to be grateful for it and then just keep moving forward and remember to just play your game and have fun, but to just remember how cool and unique it is.
You've been called upon in over the last several years to represent the United States at a number of world championship tournaments mm-hmm. across the world. Where does the Olympics compare to, say, the Women's World Championships or any of the other tournaments that you've taken part in?
I mean, the Olympics is just, it's the ultimate dream. It's the ultimate goal. And I think the world aspect of it really sinks in. And I think also the ability to share it with other Team USA athletes who are doing different sports, and you compare and contrast, you share in your experiences. It's something you all get to share together, and we all get to represent our country on a world stage where everyone's eyes are on it. Like it's so much more visible, so much more like marketing, and the stage itself just feels so much bigger.
Well, I know that growing up in Western New York, I'm sure that it was a dream to be an Olympian, but mm-hmm. how significant is it for you thinking back in your days playing here in Western New York and growing up, was it to not just be an Olympian, but now a two-time Olympian?
Yeah, it's not something I ever thought was possible for me, honestly. I always, my dream was to be an Olympian. And so when I had that honor, the last time around, it was amazing and grateful, and you never know if you're going to have another opportunity to do it again. And so to be able to say I'm a two-time Olympian is just like, it's so surreal, and I'm so honored, and it's not something I take for granted for sure. And I'm very grateful for, what it took to get to this point. It's like, it's because of the way I grew up in Western New York for sure.
And I know you've been pretty decorated over the last several years here, whether it be representing Team USA or playing in the PWHL or taking part in also being part of the Buffalo Buttes. I mean, what did that mean mm-hmm. for you to be able to kind of rise through the ranks, spend some time mm-hmm. here helping grow the mm-hmm. game of women's hockey, which continues to escalate? It seems like year over year, somehow, some way, it continues to grow and build.
Yeah, it's super cool to see like the growth of women's hockey over that time. I'm so grateful I did get to play for my hometown team for Buffalo with the NWHL. That was such a special time in my life, and it was the reason I made the U.S. team. And that's not, that's usually a unique journey in the sense that like typically when you're on the U.S. team, you make it from the time you're 18 and you stay on. But for me, it was a later journey for myself, and I think it was meant to be that way for me. By the time I made it, I was maybe 24. And I think I matured a lot in my mental game and in my physical game, where I was ready for the opportunity when it came. It was something I wasn't expecting, but when it did come, I was ready and I had nothing to lose, honestly. And so that's, I made the team ever since. And in terms of the growth of women's hockey, I mean, it's been immense. Like, it grows year after year. We're selling out NHL arenas everywhere we go. Even where there's not a team represented there, we're still selling out. And I think that just is such a testament to the growth of women's sports in general and women's hockey.
And the league that you're playing in now, you started out in the NWHL playing for the Buttes, and now yep. PWHL is kind of taking on its own life here. you spent some time in Toronto, you spent some time in Ottawa, now you're in mm-hmm. Montreal. Take us through that experience and being able to represent Western New York playing in a professional women's league that is, like I've said before, growing exponentially.
Yeah, I think, it was really eye-opening. I was drafted to Ottawa, and I will never forget our home opener. It was a sold out game, but they all showed up for on ice warmups. Like, it was a packed arena for on ice warmups. I will never forget. We get on the ice and they're all cheering, so excited. I was literally nervous for on ice warmups because I was like, there's so many people watching. Like, when did this happen? Like, what is going on? And I think that was the big like aha moment where it's like, this is real. Like, we're in a true professional league and it's happening for us. And then, you know, I got traded to Toronto in my second season, about halfway through, which was such a whirlwind, but it was like, hey, it's professional sports. This is real. This is what happens. And it was a little closer to home, which was kind of nice. Actually, I had my dad came to the game right after I got traded. Luckily, he was able to just drive up because I was like, I need like the support. Like this was such a whirlwind. And it was so nice to have a familiar face that game. Because I had to play my former team the next day. And then I was in free agency this summer, and I decided to switch it up and go to Montreal, which has been definitely a little bit of a culture shock at times, but it's been worth it for sure. They're super passionate there, and it's been so much fun so far, and I can't wait to continue with them this season.
Are you hopeful that maybe one day that the PWHL will have a Buffalo team like in the NWHL once again?
I think so. I mean, I would absolutely love it. I think they're a great market. They love their hockey. They love their women's hockey. And I think it would do really well. So whenever that does come, I mean, hopefully I'm still in the league. But if not, I think they will eventually get one for sure.
And living in Western New York, I'm sure you rooted for the Sabres growing up in your days while you were playing as well. How cool is that, though, to also share that experience of being able to play professional hockey? I know that the NHL and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and sharing that moment that some of those NHL players also get the chance to do.
Yeah, it's super cool. I love that, you know, we get to share that experience together, and love that the Sabres are crushing it this year. It's fun to kind of watch them do their thing and from afar, and you kind of have that like that respect for one another because you kind of understand what we're all going through and how much effort we put into it with, you know, physically, mentally. It's what we do day in and day out, and we want to be the best we can be for our fan base, and I think that's something we share for sure.
Now, if you were to able to go to Milan and be able to win a gold medal in the Olympics representing the United States, what's the best way that you can encapsulate that feeling and being able to bring that gold medal back home to Western New York and be able to celebrate that with your family and friends?
I get emotional thinking about it. It's definitely, that was one of the heartbreakers for sure in the last Olympics, was coming home with silver. And I mean, I'm still very proud of my silver medal and coming back with something, but I think gold is what we're after. And to be able to come back and share that with, you know, the country as a whole, with Western New York, would just be an absolute dream come true, and something that I think motivates all of us. And it's really like at the core of why we're going over there and what we want.
All right, that was Gettysville native Haley Skamura with Brayton Wilson. We appreciate Brayton catching up with her, and she's already off to a good start. The United States women's team won today, and now for the second time in her professional career, now, the West New York native is representing the United States in the women's ice hockey event at the Winter Olympic Games. Obviously, on the men's side, Tage Thompson will represent the United States, and Rasmus Dahlin, also a member of the Sabres, will play for Team Sweden. So as we kind of look ahead here again, February 25th, the next game for the Sabres in New Jersey against the Devils. But for now, almost three full weeks off for our coverage here as well. So everybody enjoy the break, enjoy the Olympics, and we'll wrap up the postgame here from KeyBank Center. As we thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Evan. The crew here at KeyBank Center, Pat Mullicaro, Jonathan Koziel, Paul Hamilton, Tom Maddie is our on-site engineer, Chopin the Bulldog on the pregame, and for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Koziel. The final again, Pittsburgh 5, Buffalo 2. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on February 25th with the Sabres and the Devils, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.